Well, it is playoff time once again for the Florida Panthers, something that should not be taken for granted, because for many, many years, it was a struggle to just make the playoffs. And it's interesting, I was having a conversation with one of the Panther players after practice and talking about the history of the franchise and the fact that once now Amerant Bank Arena opened, the Panthers went about 15 years before they won a playoff game in the building. That was in game two against New Jersey in 2012. So the fact that the Panthers now make the playoffs on a consistent basis, this is the fifth straight time, including that year where they did that qualifying round and when there was the pandemic, should never be taken lightly. And the fact that two of the last 3 years, they've gone into the playoffs with ease, of course, winning the President's Trophy 2 years ago. And then this season, it's pretty much been a foregone conclusion since around Thanksgiving that they were going to make the playoffs. It's an accomplishment. You know, half the league does not make it. You've got franchises that, including in the division, that just can't get it right, at least not yet. And the Panthers, under the direction of general manager Bill Zito and what's a really terrific hockey staff, really have gotten it right and continue to get it right. So it's great for the fans. And now all that's left is getting through these regular season games. The first round opponent, likely the Toronto Maple Leafs, not guaranteed, but likely. And it gives head coach Paul Maurice some time to get lines together. I do think that Barkov line has looked good with Tarasenko and obviously Reinhardt. And the thought would be that line probably sticks together. So if that's the case, when left wing Carter Verhaeghe returns, he probably goes on the Bennett and Tkachuk line. They've had a lot of success. But Nick Cousins has played well there of late, and certainly last year in the playoffs, he was outstanding up on that line. So the fact the Panthers have that kind of depth certainly helps, because, hey, you always get injuries in the playoffs, and, you know, players get suspended and all kinds of things happen. So having a valuable player like Nick Cousins who can slide up and down the lineup and has the playoff experience is really a positive. Now, the interesting one is that third line, and very often in these playoffs, and it happened last year against the Boston Bruins, the Panthers' third line at the time was Reinhardt, Lundell, and Lostarinen. The Boston Bruins had no answer for it. So very often, top lines will cancel each other out. They're all great players, and everybody's focused, and there's not a lot of room on the ice. You know, those great players are going to score some goals, but very often, like I said, they'll cancel one another out. Then you get into the depth, and that's very often where, you know, playoff series are won. And the Panthers learned that last year in their series, and then against Vegas, where Vegas was a little deeper, a little bigger, a little stronger, you know, on their lower lines and their bottom six. So the Panthers are really primed, having these players, if they're healthy. You know, Cousins can move up and down, Lomberg, Gadjevich, Steven Lawrence, Kyle Opozo, they got enough guys that they can get it done. So that third line with Lundell, Lostarinen, and Rodriguez right now, if that line can stick and they can be productive, that's a tough matchup for pretty much any opponent. And however they roll it out on the fourth line, you figure certainly Kevin Stenlin is going to be the center. We know that. And then how it shakes out on the wings. If everybody's healthy up above, good chance Nick Cousins goes there. And then Paul Maurice has all that flexibility. Ryan Lomberg's been a terrific playoff player over his career. But you do have the depth of, like we mentioned, Opozo, Gadjevich, Steven Lawrence. The Panthers AHL team is playing excellent hockey. They're going to the playoffs in Charlotte. So you really have no idea, and hopefully it's not for a while, when you'll be able to call players up. And Justin Sortif, Mackie Samuskevich, they saw some games earlier this season with the Panthers. So it's great that they've got that full roster, because you may not get the guys from the AHL in Charlotte if they go on a long run. And by the way, off the subject, Spencer Knight is really playing well. So I'm really looking forward to how Charlotte performs in the playoffs. Samuskevich, a 20-goal season. You know, Benning back on defense, I've heard, has played some really good hockey for the Panthers farm team as well. So that's optimistic. So we'll see how far they can go. As far as the big club on defense, Aaron Ekblad should be back for game one. You figure he'll go back with Gustav Forsling. That allows Mikkola and Montour, who are together now, to play together. And then Ekman Larson and Kulikov, those the six. But again, you've got Josh Mahura, who played every game last year. Uvis Balinskis, who the Panthers like. So you've got the depth there. Again, when you get an injury or a suspension or something happens, the Panthers are pretty comfortable. They can spot in some players and, of course, more than set in goal. So as the Panthers play out the regular season and look ahead to game one of the playoffs, it certainly looks like, for the most part, the roster, the lines, things are set up nicely. And now it's just up to, you know, the Panthers to get that hard-nosed, hard forecheck, playoff style of hockey going right from the get-go. And I personally, I have no doubt that they will do that. Yes, they've taken their foot off the gas a little bit. It's natural. Once you know you're going to the playoffs, you know, you can't, the Panthers don't have to turn a switch on. They're more like a light switch dimmer. They just dimmed it a little bit. They don't have to change who they are and their identity, because their identity all season and all the time is a playoff type identity, with the forecheck and the way they play and the hard-nosed game and the hard gap defense and the nastiness, the stuff, you know, during the game, the hitting and after the whistle. That's who they are at heart. So I don't think they're going to have a hard time being more than ready for game one. And these guys, you know, they came into training camp. It's always interesting when a team gets close to a championship and then falls short. You wonder how players will take that. Is there a little satisfaction? Hey, it was a good year. These guys came in right from the get-go. They were mad that they lost to Vegas. And they played that way all season, that they're angry. So they're at the point now where you could look at it, watch, and you could see that they're just biding their time until the postseason, and they've got another crack at it. So we'll have plenty more in the Goldie and Ice podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening. Please take a moment, listen to a message from our sponsors. Our producer, Brett Markowitz, always there and available, and he's looking for a Stanley Cup in 2024 as well. Just threw that in there. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, folks. Thanks. Time to take a moment now to tell you about something very important: the fight against pediatric cancer. And we're doing that through SIDES, the SIDES Foundation. Sydney Lister, at age 15, battled Ewing sarcoma, and she beat it, and she's doing great today. Out of that struggle came SIDES, a foundation formed to fight pediatric cancer, to help fund children's cancer research, and help South Florida families with kids fighting the disease. Dave Lister is Sid's dad. He's in charge of SIDES and does so much for those families. So I encourage you to help out. Check out SIDES on Facebook, their Facebook page, SIDES. Everything is on there. Or you can also call this important number, 954-594-5763. That's 954-594-5763. Help us, help Dave Lister, and help everybody fight pediatric cancer and help out families that need it through the SIDES Foundation. Well, I want to tell you about Ken Morris, because he's been 33-plus years in the business, a stand-up guy, and recently joined JLL as a senior vice president. Now, JLL is number 185 in the Fortune 500 list, and Ken specializes in industrial properties, warehouse, and manufacturer. He handles complex transactions. And the bottom line is, and I know this about him, you're the most important asset. You know, he takes care of his clients. That's what really drives him and keeps him in the business. And he absolutely loves it. He works with Fortune 500 companies and startup companies as well. So any needs that you possibly have, I could tell you this, Ken Morris is the guy. And he's been nice enough to support this podcast right from the beginning. So he's also got a pretty keen eye. Give him a call, 954-240-4400. That's 954-240-4400 for Ken Morris.